The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
24-23 championship point number two for Kearney Catholic. The serve down the middle to Studi. Prasoski sets. Anna Squires down and good. And Kearney Catholic is your conference tournament champions.
Tonight, the postseason begins with live coverage of the C-110 sub-district tournament in Kearney. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
And the freshman floats it across safely. Here is Rouse, set to the outside. Stewart, big swing, down and good. We play on. 25-25, Stewart's fifth kill of the opening game. And back to serve it away, Addie Woodward.
Kearney Catholic and Minden met in an epic five-set final last year. And tonight, they find themselves in the same sub-district again. The Stars beat the Whippets earlier this season. A rematch could result, but first the two teams have to advance by facing Cozad and Gothenburg. It's the C-110 sub-district tournament coming up next. But first, a new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Kearney High School with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Kearney High School. The 2014 High School Volleyball postseason gets underway tonight here on Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda. Glad to have you along on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the opening match of the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament, which, as you heard in the open, features the two teams that were in the state finals last year, Kearney Catholic and Minden. And up first, Kearney Catholic, the number one seed, will take on the Haymakers of Cozad. That'll be followed by Minden taking on a very good Gothenburg team who they have seen a couple of times already this year. Three teams out of the Southwest Conference and Kearney Catholic. So that's what we've got going on here tonight. It's a one-night sub-district, only four teams in the sub-district, so they'll play it all in one night, obviously a disadvantage to the 2 and 3 seeds. We've talked about this on the Doug and Daddy show a little bit. It's a crying shame that this is the way they are playing this sub-district when they just could play the final tomorrow. But both teams trying to get through in straight sets here today and advance on to the finals. Kearney Catholic, the only team here that has solidified a wild card berth. They did suffer their first loss of the year last Thursday, but that was to Class A 6th-ranked North Platte. In four sets, it snapped their 40-match winning streak that dated all the way back to the conference tournament last season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. For Cozad, they'll serve it like this. Number 6 is freshman Sadie Rush. Number 10, junior Rebecca Etherton. Number 7, junior Hannah Tramer. She'll be followed by number 18, junior Alec Geiger. Number 3, senior Shelby Farrell. And number 13, senior Mackenzie Klein, the libero, is number 9, Kaylee Hines. Daryl Francescato is the head coach at Cozad, assisted by Brooke Succi, Alyssa Jeffrey, and Laura Kugler. They are 9-18 on the season. For Kearney Catholic, number 10 is a 5'6" senior, Allie Prasoski. She's your setter. Number 2, 5'8" junior, or number 7, excuse me, 5'8" junior, Courtney Shundoff. Number 8, 5'9" senior, Callie Oprecht. Number 6, 5'8" junior, Maddie Squires. Number 4, 5'6" senior, Whitney Colling. At number 9, 5'11" sophomore, Anna Squires. The libero is number 3, 5'5" senior, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Raffinus. The Stars, the two-time defending C1 state volleyball champions, are 27-1, ranked number 1 in Class C1 in both the Omaha World Herald and Lincoln Journal Star, where they have been all season long. And those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. Again, all of the C&D sub-districts get underway tonight. Some of them will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be at Grand Island for the C-19 sub-district final. That's the other side of this district, where Grand Island Central Catholic and St. Paul are the top two seeds. St. Paul, one of the schools that took a set off the Kearney Catholic varsity earlier this year. So we'll have that final tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here on Classic Hits, plus football and volleyball playoffs continue later on in the week. About ready to get things going here at Kearney High with the national anthem. Still have the introductions, so if you're hustling up to the gym, you still got about 5 or 6 minutes before the first serve is in the air. We will take a break and be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal, with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Team on the scoreboard. Well, welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Also, Cozad and Kearney Catholic both have their football teams in the state quarterfinals coming up later on this week. Of course, that's Friday for Kearney Catholic. It was announced today that kickoff will be set for 3 o'clock at Columbus SCOTUS. The Stars hoping to advance tonight and make it to a district final to where they can watch football in the afternoon, and their fans can also see volleyball that evening if it works out here tonight. For Cozad, they will be at home as they take on Shadron at 5 o'clock on Friday. The defending state champion Haymakers, a really good shot to make it into the state semifinals with their only loss this year coming to Kearney Catholic. So two very good football programs continue to play on Friday. Well, they continue to announce the rosters here at Kearney High. Let's take a look at what is still to come this week. As far as sub-district volleyball action tonight, Adams Central and Wood River are just about ready to get underway over at Grand Island Senior High. Then Central City will play St. Paul, and the winner of the opener will take on Grand Island Central Catholic. That's what's going on in C1 action. In C2 action at Minden, Donovan Trumbull and Franklin will get underway at 5. Then Sandy Creek will play Superior, and the winner of Game 1 will take on the top seed and defending state champion Hastings St. Cecilia. At St. Paul, Ravenna and Gibbon are just about ready to get underway. Then Burwell will play Arcadia Loop City. Centura will take on the winner of the opening match. In other action tonight in Class D1, up at Ord, Ansley Litchfield is taking on Twin Loop. South Loop will play Central Valley, and then the final. There's only four teams in that sub-district. In the D110 at Lexington, Axtell and Overton are just about ready to get underway. Then Elm Creek will take on Amherst. Again, a four-team sub-district. The final will follow. At Cozad, Southwest and Medicine Valley will get underway at 5:30. Arapahoe will then play Brady, and Maxwell will get the winner of the opener in the final match of the night. In D2 action in the listening area tonight, we go to Hastings St. Cecilia, where Lawrence Nelson and Wilcox Hildreth will play at 5. Heartland Lutheran will play Silver Lake at approximately 6:30, and then Giltner gets the winner of the opening game. All five teams in that sub-district sport winning records going into tonight. The D27 at Broken Bow, Pleasanton and Stapleton will play at 5, then SEM will take on Anselmo Myrna. And the winner of Game 1 will play Sandhill Stedford at approximately 8 o'clock. They're already underway at Cambridge, where Loomis is playing Eustace Farnham. Then Alma will take on Elwood, and Bertrand will take on the winner of the opening match. Tomorrow night, Class B action gets underway. B6 at Grand Island Northwest. Northwest will play York. Seward will play Aurora. The B7 at Holdridge. Holdridge will play Lexington. McCook will take on Hastings. Class A is coming up on Wednesday night. And for Kearney High and Grand Island, they will both be in action on Wednesday. For Kearney, they will play at Millard West against Lincoln Southwest at 6:15. For Grand Island, they will play Omaha West Side at North Platte. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic and Cozad, the C-110 sub-district, coming up after this.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kid's menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
We're about ready to get the first serve in the air. Cozad hoping to get off to a decent start here and show that they can be competitive with Kearney Catholic. Unfortunately, after a decent start to the season, they're 1-11 in their last 12 matches. As Cozad will serve it away first, it's going to be Sadie Rush, and we are underway. Kearney Catholic will have to set it across with Shundoff. It'll be passed to the front left where it's bumped across there by Geiger. Kearney Catholic will go middle. Shundoff will drive it across. The dig is made by Klein. Middle attack will be pushed across there by Geiger. Kearney Catholic with the dig calling. Back row attack, Squires is deep and out of bounds, and the first point of the postseason will go to Cozad. Again, here in the postseason, the best 3 out of 5 in every single match. And Rush will serve it away. Deep middle, passes off the mark. It's going to be an ace. So 2-0, Cozad. And that's exactly what Cozad was hoping for here. A huge underdog, there's no doubt about it. But if you can just get off to a good start, be competitive, you can put some confidence in your young ladies right away. As the serve is across, calling, passes off the mark. It's another ace. Back-to-back ace serves here for Cozad. And it's 3-0 Haymakers. Stars with 3 errors. Sadie Rush continuing the service, looking for 4 in a row here to start game 1. And calling, pass in the middle of the floor, bump set to the outside, shunned off from the 10-foot line. Off the block to Klein, set to the outside, close to the net. Good swing there by the Haymakers. It's overpassed by the Stars, and it's going to be dumped down by Hannah Tramer. Stars tried to get it back over, could not do so. It's 4-0 Cozad. Rush to go. Keeping the serves in. Good topspin on that one. Picked up by Squires. Set middle. Oprah has to tip it across it. It's down to the floor. And Kearney Catholic is on the board here with the first kill of the match. And Allie Prosowski will go back to serve it away. Prosowski goes to that far right corner to fire the first Kearney Catholic serve. She'll slap it down the line. Picked up there by Farrell. Tried to set it back. Shelby, the pass is off the mark. Bumped over. Chance here for the Stars. Set right side. Squires tipped it into her own net. Point Kearney Catholic off the Maddie Squires error. 5-1, and back to serve it away will be Rebecca Atherton. So not pretty here early on. And for Cozad, they'll take it. Here's Oprah. Big swing dug out in the back row by Atherton. Set right side, close to the net. Farrell swatted right back down by Kearney Catholic. And Courtney Shundoff will get her first kill. Subbing in for the Stars will be Michelle Messbarger. She'll serve it away. And Kylie Teal will go back here for the Stars to the front row. Serves across. Klein passes off the mark. It'll be taken across from the 10-foot line by Farrell. Stars go to the outside. Teal off the back foot. And we have got a net violation called on Kozad. Point Stars, their first point on serve here in the early going of game number one. Messbarger fires it across to Farrell, stays in the back row. And it'll have to be rolled across by Farrell again. Stars to Prasoski. Alley, back set right side. Squires, big angle attack down and good. And the Stars quickly get three in a row, 5-4. Kozad with a one-point lead. Messbarger stays at the service line, trying to tie it up here early in the opening set. Postseason volleyball action here on Classic Hits. Serve is across. It would have been out of bounds, but it's played, and it ends up being an ace serve. So it's 5-5. Messbarger now trying to answer that run that Sadie Rush had to start things off for Kozad, looking for her fourth straight point. And the Messbarger serve. Stays in the middle to Klein. Set outside. Farrell got a good look. Blocked up front. Ace block. Oprich. Callie Oprich with the first ace block of the match. And now the Stars, after a few early errors, have put together a 5-0 run, take a 6-5 lead. They've done pretty good lately on the Messbarger service rotation, dating all the way back to the conference tournament. Serve is overpassed. Free ball, Kearney Catholic, and on the follow-through, they're into the net. So a break there for Kozad. Kearney Catholic had terminated, but the follow-through took him into the net, and it is 6-6. Back to serve it away will be Hannah Tramer for the Haymakers. And it's going to be deep and out of bounds. First error, back over to Kearney Catholic. And it'll be Studi to serve it away. Morgan with the jump serve. She takes a good swing at it. That's a beauty and an ace. Morgan Studi, that's how you draw up that jump serve. Maybe not quite as effective with it from time to time this year, but that one was what she's been looking for. Firing it during these last three seasons. Another jump serve moves that to the middle. Farrell's able to keep it alive. Kozad from the back row will punch it over with Tramer. Kearney Catholic goes Prasoski to Anna Squires. On the angle, it's overpass. Free ball. Teal just tipped it over. That's going to give Kozad a chance to return it, and they do, and it's in. Nice play by Mackenzie Klein to get the first kill of the match here for Kozad. And the Haymakers will get the side out, trailing 8-7. And Abigail Etherton will check in. For the Haymakers, Etherton, right in the middle of that service area, takes the step, fires it back corner at Studi. Prasoski, high set to Teal from the front left. She'll go up the angle attack, and it's wide and out of bounds. 8-8. And Etherton ready to go again. Again, Minden and Gothenburg, our second match tonight. All three here on Classic Hits. Serve over to Maddie Squires. Set back to Maddie on the right side. Big angle attack and a great dig by Etherton. Puts the ball in play. And a middle swipe there for Tramer. Kearney Catholic about let it hit the floor. Heads up there by Messbarger to play it. Teal on the attack. One arm up. Kozad not going to get it back. Point Kearney Catholic. 9-8 Stars. And Maddie Squires will go back to serve it away. Squires with a high short serve. Picked up there by Etherton. Right side Farrell blocked, but out of bounds. Kill Kozad. Rebecca Etherton. And it's 9-9 in the opening set. So Kozad staying with the Stars, the number one team here in the early going, and she'll go back to serve it away, Will Farrell. Slide right side. Anna Squires tips it over the double block. The dig is made by Tramer. Back into play to Tramer. It'll be taken across by Hannah. Trouble here for Kearney Catholic. Trying to run it down off the floor. It'll be passed across. Free ball here for Kozad. Can they get a swing? Right side attack. Driven over. And it is good for Rebecca Etherton. And here you go. Some early errors by the Stars have given the Haymakers some confidence right now. And they're going to try and hang with it. Shelby Farrell to serve. Now leading 10-9. Back middle of Messbarger. Here's the slide. Anna Squires right side drives it through the block. It's good. Anna for her first kill. 10-10. And Whitney Colling will enter the match to go back and serve. And Shundoff is back into the front. Teal and Messbarger will come out. And Colling's left-handed serve. Takes it down that side to Tramer. Stays in the back row. Swatted across by Farrell. Collin gets it up front. Anna Squires, her swing is a little mishit, and it floats over. Cozad able to return, but they're going to loft it deep and out of bounds. 11-10, Kearney Catholic here in game one of the C-110 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. And Collin ready to serve it away again. Collin serve, low line drive, ties him up. It's an ace. That's the third ace serve here of game one by Kearney Catholic. And the Stars now up by a score of 12-10, equaling their largest lead. Cozad does not want the Stars to go on another run here. Across to Farrell. Pass is a little off the mark. Has to be punched over there by Tramer. Kearney Catholic gets it to the outside. Shendoff off the block, down and good. Courtney's second kill, fifth kill overall for Kearney Catholic. 13-10, Kearney Catholic, and a timeout will be taken here by Cozad. Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Opening set of our C-110 sub-district, Kearney Catholic 13, Cozad 10.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda back with you here at Kearney High, taking a look at the Cozad offensive stats for the year. It is Mackenzie Klein leading this team in kills. But Kearney Catholic now, as we come back to action, has taken the lead at 13-10. And Whitney Collin going for four in a row. It's going to be passed over free ball by the Haymakers. Brzoski short set. Anna Squires will drive it down for the kill. Second kill for Anna. And it's 14-10, Kearney Catholic. So second five-point run here by the Stars. And they'll try and make it a six-point run right here. Collins left-handed serve. Hit the net, and it will not crawl over. First error for Kearney Catholic, and Cozad will get it on the side out. It'll be Kenzie Klein to serve it away. Trailing 14-11 here in game one. Klein serve, deep middle, and it's out of bounds long. So the teams will exchange service errors, and Oprich comes into the front row, and this time around it's going to be Jenny Beans to go back and serve it away. Beans all the way back to the back line. Takes quite a few steps and swats that low one across. And problems here. It's going to be an ace because of some miscommunication on the Cozad defensive side. Beans will fire away the fourth ace here for Kearney Catholic. 16-11 in the opener. Beans twirls and fires again. Moves it around. This time picked up there by Tramer. Set to the outside. We got a double hit, it looks like, on the set attempt. And a point for Kearney Catholic. So Cozad was up 10-9, and the Stars have now went on an 8-1 run. And they lead it 17-11. Cozad wasn't making the errors early, and now they kind of are, as this serve is just wide and out of bounds. A lot of errors early for Kearney Catholic. Got Cozad some points. Then they made a couple of nice offensive plays. Got the lead. But some errors, and Kearney Catholic starting to find the sink here a little bit, getting things going better. And Morgan Studi will come in as the libero. And to serve it away will be Sadie Rush as we start our second time through the service rotation. And there's another ace. Rush stood back there and fired four in a row to start the match, including a couple of aces. And she gets her third ace right there. So Rush with some great strong serving here. She has 27 aces. That's not overly a ton in the year as Oprich tips it across. Middle attack here by Cozad. Geiger takes it down the middle for the kill. First kill by Alec. And it's three in a row for Cozad. They're hanging around, 17-14. Rush with already 6 points at that service line. And the serve down the middle to Collin. Good pass that time. Outside shunned off termination, Kearney Catholic. Courtney with her team-high third kill. And it's 18-14 Stars. Brzoski to serve it away here for Kearney Catholic. Again for Cozad, 9-18, but 1-11 in their last 12 matches. As this is a high short serve by Brzoski, stays in the front row, Geiger, set right side, off the block, down and good by Etherton. Third kill for Rebecca. Side out, Cozad. And it's 18-15, first meeting of the year between these two squads. As the serve is down the middle to Colling. Pass to the outside, and Maddie Squires rolls it over. Beautiful job from the 10-foot line to drop it in for her second kill. 19-15, Kearney Catholic. Unusually, Cozad Kearney Catholic obviously could be close enough to play, but most of Cozad's games, they have gone west and they have gone kind of north and south. They have not gone east very often all year long. As Prasoski sets it here, middle attack, Maddie Squires with the hammer. And Squires with back-to-back kills gives Kearney Catholic a 20-15 lead with Messbarger to serve. Michelle had four in a row the first time she was back there. And the serve. Down the middle, pass off the mark. Farrell runs it down. It'll be passed across by Geiger. Free ball for the Stars. Studi to Prasoski. Middle to Maddie Squires. She lofts it over, and Cozad will play it to the outside. Rattling it off the block is Tramer. Stars will scramble to get it back over, and it's passed over by Oprick. Right inside that back line to Etherton. Back row attack will be sailed over by Klein. Long rally going here. Middle attack by Teal off the block. Nice block. It's dug out there. Cozad gets a swing. Farrell, it's driven across. Prasoski, good dig. And passed out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. Point Cozad. That was probably Cozad's best point, best rally of the night. They showed some good dig, some good power, and they end up winning the point. Tramer to serve. Over to Studi. Prasoski, slide right side. Maddie Squires into the block, and it's going to be a Cozad point. Give the ace block to Mackenzie Klein. 20-17. Cozad stays within striking distance here. Tramer serves it over to Studi. Prasoski, high set outside to Teal, and the dig is made in the back middle by Etherton. Outside, Klein, termination, Cozad. And I think we might see a timeout, Kearney Catholic, and we will. Cozad has scored three in a row here in game number one. It is Kearney Catholic 20, Cozad 18. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. This timeout brought to you by Nebraskaland National Bank.
Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Doug Duda, Caleb Henry back with you here at Kearney High in the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. Just we were talking about Cozad's opponents, but there's a couple common ones out of the conference with St. Paul and with Centura. But you look up and down here, and they played Holdridge, obviously Minden, but St. Paul is the easternmost team that they have played this year. So not a very diverse schedule here, but Cozad trying to hang around with Kearney Catholic. Game 1-20-18. Oprecht middle attack drives it through the block, and that's going to be down for her second kill. Kearney Catholic will get the ball out of the timeout, leading it 21-18, and Morgan Studi to serve it away here in the opening set. Studi's jump serve fires it across. Farrell line drive to the front row. They're able to pop it across by Hannah Tramer, and miscommunication by the Stars. It falls to the floor. Side out, Cozad. Cheap one there for the Haymakers, and they'll take every single one of them. Abigail Etherton rotates back in. Cozad fans pleasantly surprised their girls are hanging right here. Maddie Squires on the attack, blocked up front. That time it's by Tramer. It'll be Anna Squires to return it, and that time it's down and good. Anna, just a sophomore, but she's so good. Vision up front, knows when to crush it, knows when to place it, sees the court probably as good as anybody. And Maddie Squires, her sister, will now serve it across. Middle attack. Cozad drives it over with Sadie Rush. Dug out by Messbarger. Here's Kylie Teal to hammer it on the line. Kylie Teal with her first kill. And it's 23-19 Kearney Catholic. Cozad still has a timeout, and they're going to go ahead and use it right here. So timeout on the floor with the score, Kearney Catholic 23 and Cozad 19. We'll be back to wrap up game one in a moment.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. As Kearney Catholic trying to finish things out here in game number one. The Stars up 23-19. Kozak has been very pesky here in the opener. Pass goes into the net, and the center, Abigail Atherton, can't stay out of the net. So it is a point for the Stars. Game point coming up here for Kearney Catholic. And Maddie Squires to serve. Game point number one. Fires it across. Solid serve. Stays in the back row off Tramer. They're going to have to pass it across. Free ball here for the Stars. Maddie Squires will set. The set's a little off. Pushed across there by McKenna Butler, who has checked in. And a return by Kozad keeps it alive. Kylie Teal for the Stars. Drives it back middle. It's passed off the ceiling. Kozad saves it and passes it across with Klein. Another chance here. Stars set. Anna Squires down off the block. It's going to be dug out by Tramer, and then a double hit's going to be called on Kozad to end the set. So Kearney Catholic fell behind early 5-1, and it was 21-19, but the Stars able to score the last four and win game one 25-19 in the opening set of the C-110 sub-district tournament. We'll be back and take a look at the opening numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Game one is in the books. Let's take official numbers here. First off for Kozad, Shelby Farrell had one service point. Sadie Rush, six service points. The freshman had three ace serves. Hannah Tramer had three service points, one kill. Rebecca Atherton, three kills. Mackenzie Klein had an ace block and two kills. Abigail Atherton had a service point, and Alec Geiger had one kill. Seven kills, one ace block, three ace serves for Kozad. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger, five service points, one was an ace. Kylie Teal had a kill. Morgan Studi, an ace serve. Whitney Calling, four service points, one was an ace. Maddie Squires, three service points, three kills. Courtney Shundoff, three kills. Callie Oprek, an ace block, two kills. Anna Squires, three kills. And Jenny Beans, two service points, one was an ace. 12 kills, one ace block, four ace serves. Kearney Catholic takes game one over Kozad 25-19. And we'll be back with the second set right after this timeout.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing,
certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Clearing. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And And welcome back to high school volleyball as we get the second set underway. Rebecca Tramer is going to get a kill here for Cozad, and the Haymakers will get the opening point as Cozad will serve it away now. Across with it is Etherton, set to the outside. Maddie Squires got a good launch, and she'll drive it down. Maddie Squires with her fourth kill, and it's quickly 1-1. Kearney Catholic had to battle a little bit harder than many people expected in game one, and credit Cozad for coming out and playing strong. We said if they could get off to a good start, get some momentum, they'd be hard to throw away and push off to the side. And they definitely hung around as Kearney Catholic serves it into the net. And Cozad will serve it here 2-1. Across it comes to Messbarger. To the outside, the pass is very close to the net. Kylie Teal did a good job to get it across. Then Cozad sends a free ball. Stars can't terminate the freebie. Right side, the attack by the Haymakers and Farrell. Off the tape, Stars will play to Teal. Teal into the net on the overswing. 3-1 Cozad. So just like game one, the Haymakers are off to a quick start here. And again, Sadie Rush, just a freshman. Excuse me, that's not Rush. That is Tramer serving it away. Middle attack here by Oprick. She'll drive it home, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back on a side out. Oprick with her third kill. And Morgan Studi will serve it away. Kearney Catholic libero. High toss on the jump serve. Beautiful drive across. Farrell handles it. It goes right through the center's hands. And a point for Kearney Catholic. 3-3. Studi had an ace serve back in game number one. And tosses it again. Fires it across. Farrell handles it. But then Cozad, a little problem here with Rush trying to get to the ball again. That's going to go an ace. Ace serve for Studi. Her second makes it 4-3. Kearney Catholic. Studi fires again. That's a bullet. And again, it's handled by Cozad, but can they finally get a swing? Yes, they do. From the left corner, Mackenzie Klein. Stars go quick to Maddie Squires, and her attack is deep and out of bounds. 4-4, Cozad taking on Kearney Catholic. Again, the winner will advance to the district finals on Friday night at a site to be determined. They'll play the winner of tomorrow's final at Grand Island Senior High in the C-19. Serves across by Abigail Etherton. The Stars, another attack error into the net. And Cozad leads it 5-4. Kearney Catholic won the opening game, but it was a struggle. 25-19, they scored the last 4 points to do it. Serve clips the net. Studi's able to play it cleanly. Prasoski short set Anna Squires, and she'll take it down. Right now, Anna seems to be the most in sync for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski is going to check out of the match, and check it in is going to be McKenna Butler.
Squires back to serve.
And Maddie Squires will serve it away. So you take your setter out, and a little something different here. The Stars did late last game, too. Cozad can just tap it across. So the Stars will have an opportunity to go to Teal. She'll tap it right back, and it's down and good for the second kill for Kylie. Kylie missed on her last couple of swings, so she made sure that she got that one over. And it's 6-5 Kearney Catholic. And Maddie Squires. Stronger down the middle. Picked up by Tramer. To the back row, Farrell. She'll swat it across. Kearney Catholic goes Squires to Butler on the right side. It's deep and out of bounds. Point Cozad evening things up at 6-6. And Shelby Farrell to serve it away. Farrell fires it down the middle. Handled there by Studi. Pass to the outside, Butler. She'll take the angle attack. Dug out by Tramer. Swing by the Haymakers is going to be blocked. And is it in? Yes, they call it in. Anna Squires on the block. Mackenzie Klein on the swing. Anna with her first ace block. It was very close. You're listening to the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament here from Kearney High on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Cozad at the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you as the opening set went to Kearney Catholic. And they lead now in game two, 8-6, after an ace serve from Whitney Colling, and that will be her second. 8-6 Stars. And Colling fires another one into the deep corner, picked up there by Klein. Set middle, swing into the net, Cozad air, point Kearney Catholic, 9-6. Colling already with 6 points from the service line here in the first two sets, and we're early in game two. Colling serve, angles it across, passed into the net, dug out of the net, passed above the net, and Kearney Catholic makes sure to tap it down with Anna Squires. And a timeout will be called here by Cozad, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With the score, Kearney Catholic 10, Cozad 6, and the Stars up a game here on Classic Hits.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Glad to have you back with us here on Classic Hits 98.9, where it's a busy week for volleyball action. It's three matches here tonight from Kearney High, and you'll hear them all on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Next up, it'll be Minden and Gothenburg, and then the winners will play in the championship. So stay with us as the serve is across. Fired over there by Whitney Colling. Middle attack will be tapped back. Cozad, nice adjustment there from Sadie Rush. Stars have to struggle to get it back. It's passed over by Butler. Set to the outside. Klein takes it over, and a net violation on a block attempt on Kearney Catholic. And it's 10-7. Back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Klein. Klein serve. Down the middle to Whitney Colling. Set to the right side. Anna Squires on the attack. And Anna Squires will drive it down and good. 11-7, Kearney Catholic. Game two. They won the opener 25-19. Sixth kill for Anna. Jenny Beans back to serve it away. Beans had a couple last game, including an ace. And the serve here. Little cross corner. Dug out there, Klein. Set to the outside, Tramer. She'll drive it over. Dug out by Shundoff. Set back to Courtney on the outside. She's dug out by Farrell. Back set right side. Haymakers on the swing. Down and good. Etherton. Rebecca with her fourth of the match. Point Cozad. I have not been able to figure it out. It's a little bit of both, but Cozad playing better than a team that's only won nine matches this year. Not a heavily senior-laden team, but they do have three or four on the team. They don't all start. As the serve's over, Squires in the middle to Oprecht. She'll drive it through the double block and make quick work of that point. 12-8, Kearney Catholic. Allie Prasoski will return to the lineup and serve it here for Kearney Catholic. And the serve, mishandled, stays in the back row. Cozad's able to play it across. Free ball here. Calling to Prasoski. She'll set Oprecht in the middle, and she'll take it off the double block for the kill. Back-to-back for Callie Oprecht. And a point for Kearney Catholic, 13-8. First service point of the night for Allie Prasoski. Then she does that short one that just gets across for an ace. She really caught Cozad flat-footed on that one. They did not see it coming. And it's 14-8. Prasoski tries it again. This time they're ready. Bump set there by Geiger. And it'll be pushed across the net. Prasoski with the dig. Maddie Squire sets to the outside. Shundoff. Back middle is dug out by Klein. The attack, Tramer, blocked up there by Squire. Still on Cozad's side. From the front right, they'll slap it over. Studi's able to keep it alive. Kearney Catholic not going to get a swing. They just roll it over. Cozad's got an opportunity here. Tramer again. She's blocked up front by the Squires and Oprecht combo. Free ball above the net, and it's tapped down by the Stars. Callie Oprecht, her fourth kill of the set, her sixth of the match. Kearney Catholic has scored four in a row, and they lead it 15-8. Serve over, and Cozad trying to break this run. It'll be thrown over there by Geiger. Kearney Catholic will set to the outside. Shunned off the block. Oh, it's blocked back. Ace block by Rebecca Etherton. That spun on their side of the net, then crawled on the top of the tape, and then fell over. And Kearney Catholic couldn't get to the other side in time. So point Haymakers, and Etherton will serve it across. Here's the slide. Oprecht, she's blocked, digs her own block. Picked up by Prasoski, gets it nice and high for Maddie Squires, who rolls it down and good. Number five for Maddie. 16-9, your score, and Kearney Catholic will do their normal double substitution. High school volleyball action tonight. Adams Central has taken the first game from Wood River, 25-18. Adams Central 25-18 in the first set over Wood River. Ace block, Kearney Catholic, Teal and Oprick. And that will go into the hands of Oprick for the block, and we have got a timeout called by Cozad. It'll be their second timeout of the second set. Kearney Catholic pulled away late to win game one, 25-19. They lead 17-9 in game two here at the C-110 Sub-District Tournament.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
Monday Night Football tonight, Colts at the Giants, 7:35 the kickoff on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Michelle Messbarger to serve it away here with the Kearney Catholic Stars leading Cozad 17-9 here in game one. And a great serve, Messbarger, but handled equally as well by Mackenzie Klein. Outside, Farrell unloads, down and good. First kill of the match for Shelby Farrell. Side out, Cozad, 17-10. Stars lead it. Hannah Tramer to serve. And she'll get it cleanly across to Teal. Slide right side, Maddie Squires, and she'll find the back line for the kill. Sixth kill for Maddie, 18-10, Kearney Catholic. Morgan Studi will serve it away. Studi with the jump serve already has recorded a couple of aces in the match and looks for another one here. Across it comes Farrell. Good pass up front. Tapped across, but out of bounds. Rush wasn't quite sure what to do with it. Point for the Stars, 19-10. So the Stars a little bit more breathing room here in game two than they had in game one, where it was much more of a struggle. Ace serve Studi. She splits the back row defenders. 20-10 Stars. Cozad's already used both of their timeouts, so they'll have to make some adjustments here. And that's exactly what they're going to do. Coach Francescato moves some folks around. He's got four back on serve receive. That hit the net, and it's going to be across to Etherton. Rebecca gets it up front. It'll be rolled over by Klein. Kearney Catholic with a bump set for Maddie Squires. She's blocked up front. Ace block by Mackenzie Klein. The end of the ball game for Cozad will be Abigail Etherton. She'll serve it away here for the Haymakers. Down by 9, 20-11 in game two. The Stars will make a substitution. Jordan Streit will come in. Sophomore for Coach Chris Connor. And the serve is pretty deep. The Stars misplay it and out of bounds for an ace. 20-12. That'll be the first ace of the second set here for Cozad. First for Etherton of the match. Again, high school football, Class D action coming your way Wednesday. Kennesaw Randolph here on Classic Hits, Amherst Fullerton on ESPN. All of our action is also on PlatteRiverPreps.com. As they set Jordan Streit, Streit's swing is going to be deep and out of bounds. Three in a row for the Haymakers, 20-13. And at that service line still is Abigail Etherton as they have to chase down the volleyball. Now we're ready to go. Knuckles it across. Maddie Squires stays in the back row. Studi's going to have to take the swing. It's a good one up there by Etherton and passed across. Free ball for Kearney Catholic. Here's Prasoski. Sets middle. Anna Squires. Termination. Number 7 for Anna. 21-13. Kearney Catholic. And again, Prasoski's going to come out. And McKenna Butler is going to check in. Madison Squires to serve. Maddie has really played well so far here tonight. Six kills, four service points. And the serve by Squires floats it down the middle. Picked up there by Tramer. Set right side, Farrell. Off the block, she digs it and overpasses it back across. Streit able to make the play. Slide Anna Squires. Angle attack just off the back line, out of bounds. Point Cozad, 21-14, Kearney Catholic. Again, Minden and Gothenburg, our second match. We play the best of five, so there's at least one more set here. Even if the Stars can win game two, Shelby Farrell serves across for the Haymakers. Butler from the 10-foot line. Good swing, down and good for the senior McKenna Butler. She'll get her first kill. And Kearney Catholic will bring Shundoff and Colling back into the game. Whitney to go serve it. Trying to finish things out here in game number two and go up two games to none. Colling takes her time. Now fires it pretty deep. It's played by Farrell, and then trouble getting it back across. It is. Free ball there. Anna Squire saves it to the outside. Shundoff, and the swing is in the net. Point Kozak. The winner advances to the finals tonight. Whoever survives our four-team sub-district will head to the district final Friday. Class C is Friday. Class D is on Thursday. And the serve for Klein is going to hit the top of the net and fall over for a serve, her first of the night. And the 10-point lead is cut to 6 by Kozan, or deficit in this case, across to Studi. Here's the short set. Squires and a good one arm up in the back row that time by Abigail Etherton. It's passed across. Kearney Catholic tries to get a quick offense here. Anna Squires tries again. That time it's through the double block, and Anna has her fifth kill of the game and eighth of the match. 23-16, Kearney Catholic, and Jenny Beans will go back and serve it away. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. And Beans with the serve. Bullet across to Klein. Standing spike. Hits the net. Pops over off of Shundoff. Oprecht in the middle. She's blocked. Comes back to Butler. Maddie Squires will dump it across. It's going to work. So Maddie Squires has seen a little bit more action here as the setter rotating Prasoski out. And Jenny Beans now serving for game number two. 24-16, Kearney Catholic. And Beans with the serve. She'll fire a little stronger. Went across. Nobody touches it. It's an ace. And that's how game number two will come to an end. Kearney Catholic wins game two, 25-16, after taking the opener, 25-19. Stars up two games to none. We'll look at the numbers after this.
No, Mom. It's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. Our second set numbers for Kozan. I had Shelby Farrell with one kill. Hannah Tramer at service point at a kill. Rebecca Etherton, an ace block at a kill. Mackenzie Klein, an ace block and an ace serve. Abigail Etherton, three service points. One of them was an ace. Three kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for Kozad. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger had a service point. Kylie Teal had one kill. Morgan Studi, four service points. Two of them were aces. Whitney Colling, two service points. One of them was an ace. Maddie Squires, a service point and four kills. Callie Oprick with an ace block and four kills. Anna Squires with an ace block and five kills. Allie Prasoski, three service points. One is an ace. McKenna Butler had a kill, and Jenny Beans, two service points. One was an ace. 15 kills, two ace blocks, five ace serves. Kearney Catholic 25-16 over Kozad to win game two and go up two games to none. We're back with the third set from the C-110 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament after this.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
Seventy. And welcome back to high school volleyball action here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Cozad will get to serve it away to start the third set. Sadie Rush, their leading server tonight, fires it across. Colling goes after it. Set across there by Prasoski. Cozad's ready for it. They go to Tramer off the double block. It's dug out by Maddie Squires, but into the net. And Cozad gets a kill with Hannah Tramer. Cozad has scored the first point in all three sets now. Haven't been able to pull the upset yet, but off to a good start. Good strong serve across again. Slide, Oprick, that time it's straight down. Callie has seven kills. Anna Squires has eight. Maddie Squires has seven for Kearney Catholic. For Cozad, Rebecca Atherton leads the way with four. Allie Prasoski to serve. That high, short one picked up there by Sadie Rush. Cozad not sure what to do with it. Have to pass it across. Prasoski short set middle. Oprek terminates. Callie back-to-back kills, and it's 2-1, Kearney Catholic. Again, don't forget, at least three, if not four, nights of volleyball action on our network of stations. So keep in mind, we'll have all that for you as Cozad sails one deep and out of bounds. Stars hoping to go a little bit quicker here in game three. They got off to a very rocky start. Cozad got some momentum going in game one, but couldn't quite pull off the win. As a serve is fired across by Prasoski. Her second of the night. And three quick ones here from Allie make it 4-1, Kearney Catholic. She'll continue to fire. That one's handled by Tramer. Rush back set right side, taken across by Atherton. It'll be off the tip. And Kearney Catholic will go to Shundoff. Her swing is into the net. Point Cozad. And Atherton will go back to serve. Rebecca looking for her first point from the service line. And fires it down the left line. It's going to be wide and out of bounds. So the error makes it 5-2. Michelle Messbarger will go back and serve it away. Messbarger has been a solid server this season for the Stars. The junior already has 6 points tonight, including one ace. And a lot of topspin on that one. Pass very close to the net. Has to be bumped across. It's bumped right into the block that time of Kylie Teal. A simple block for Teal. 6-2, and Cozad's going to use an early timeout here so that this third set doesn't get away from them. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Kearney Catholic has won the first two sets, and they're up 6-2 in the third here on Classic Hits.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
High school volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Cozad, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 25-19, 25-16, Kearney Catholic has taken the first two sets, and they lead Cozad 6-2 in the third. Out of the Haymaker timeout, Michelle Messbarger fires across. Here's Farrell on the outside, blocked Oprek, ace block. Callie with her third ace block, one at each set, 7-2. Kearney Catholic 27-1. And Cozad 9-18, and they'd only won one of their last 12 matches, but they look better than that here so far tonight, even in the loss right now in the first two sets, as Messbarger serves across again from the back row. It'll be floated over by Tramer. Here comes the middle attack by Oprek. Puts a little more on that one. It's in. Oprek leading the way here. Nine kills, three ace blocks. And Messbarger now looking for her 10th service point of the night. Again, with the Stars, whoever wins will have to come back later tonight for the final. And we have got an out-of-rotation call here on Cozad. Haven't seen many of those at all through the latter portion of the year. And Coach Franciscato wants to know who was out so that they don't do it again. And it looks like it's enough to make the official double-check that she has the right rotation. And so 9-2 the score, if it holds. And And the official continues to talk with the coach, make sure that everything is kosher here. And it looks like they are ready to go. So it will count. That goes down as an ace serve for Kearney Catholic. And Mess Barker to serve now at 9-2. And across it comes over to Farrell. Passes off the mark. They'll scramble to pass it over. Free ball here. Stars. Messbarger to Prasoski. Short set. Oprecht. She'll go on the quick down and good. Four kills in this game already for Oprecht, and it's 10-2. So they like the rotation they've got going here, and Kozad's going to go to the bench. Hannah Wright is going to check in. And just try and break things up here for a moment at 10-2. Strong serve across. Handled there by Wright. Set to the right side. The attack is going to be taken over by Tramer. Kearney Catholic goes to Kylie Teal. Off the back foot, her angle attack is passed into the crowd for a kill. Third for Kylie. And Kearney Catholic has rattled off seven in a row here. And Michelle Messbarger just keeping it going. 11-2 Stars. Serve even stronger. Again, Wright handles it. Good pass up front to Sadie Rush. Now a good swing, but it's blocked by the Stars. Kozad digs it out of their own net. Kearney Catholic's got to get back in system. They started to celebrate. Maddie Squires on the attack. Overpass, free ball. Teal terminates. Kylie Teal with the kill. And it is now 12-2. Don't forget at the end of all of our matches tonight, it is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. And finally the run ends as it goes into the net. But a heck of a run there by Messbarger and the Stars. It's 12-3 now. Kozad to serve. And firing it away will be Hannah Tramer. Kearney Catholic goes slide. Maddie Squires on the attack. And a net violation on Kozad going up for the block. So Kearney Catholic will get the ball right back. And Anna Squires is back into the front row here for Kearney Catholic. And for Kozad, here comes Kennedy Berrickman, another freshman. She and Rush are the two freshmen in there right now as Morgan Studi ready to jump serve it across for Kearney Catholic. Picked up by Farrell. Handled well. Slide right side. They're going to go to Berrickman, and her first swing is down and good. So Kennedy will get the ball back over for Kozad. And Etherton will check right in there for Berrickman. So Kozad, another program, trying to build themselves a little bit. I have a couple of good-looking freshmen here. And Abigail Etherton to serve. Of course, Minden has controlled and Ogallala, that Southwest Conference, for a long time. As Anna Squires with a quick middle. That'll be her first kill of this set, but her ninth of the match. And it's 14-4. And back in is number 11, McKenna Butler. And Maddie Squires now will serve. Maddie served. That short one is misplayed for an ace. They weren't exactly sure what to do with it. That short serve, they just try to float it over the top of the net, keep it in the front row in that 10-foot line area. And it worked that time for Maddie. Ace serve. Squires now floats this one across. Overpass right back to her. Butler will have to set it. Does for Anna Squires. Drives it across. The dig is made by Etherton. Set middle. The attack across by Rush. Kearney Catholic plays it out of the back row. Teal will roll it across. Here's the set by Farrell. To the outside, Etherton. Into the back row, Messbarger with the up. Little rally going here. Kylie Teal off the tip, down and good. Three in the game, five of the match for Kylie Teal. 16-4, and the final timeout probably of the season here for Kozad. So timeout on the floor. Kearney Catholic has won the first two sets 25-19, 25-16, and they're up 16-4 here in the third in the opening match of the C-110 Sub-District Tournament. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Well, our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back at Kearney High School, where Kearney Catholic is trying to complete a sweep of Kozad, and they're off to a dominating 16-4 lead here in set number three. Out of the Kozad timeout, serves across, pass right back, Kozad trying to run it down, Maddie Squires fires it into the corner, Kozad from about 25 feet away, they pass it over, Anna Squires will return it at him, popped up again in the back row by Etherton. And now Cozad's back in system, so Kearney Catholic has to work some more. Here's Teal. Good run at it. Down and good. Kylie Teal and Callie Oprick have had a big set here. And Kearney Catholic will bring in Sarah Oldfather, the 5'10 sophomore, and get her a little work with this set well in hand. 17 4-stars. Maddie Squires across to Farrell. Passed up front and set across deep into the corner to Studi. Here's the set to the outside. Teal off the back foot. Dug out by the libero, Kaylee Hines, who's gotten in there for Cozad and passed across. Free ball here for the Stars. Here's Squires. Goes to the right side of the set is way wide. And Butler didn't have a chance. A rare miss set for Kearney Catholic. And Cozad will serve it with Shelby Farrell. Trying to play strong here for the final few moments of their season. As they're down 17-5, tipped across by Teal. Good dig that time to keep it alive by Tramer and passed across. Studi with the back row up. Here's Teal from the 10-foot line. Comes near side up there by Etherton. Abigail gets it into the front row, knocked over by a rush. Kearney Catholic will set Teal again. Near side, long and out of bounds. First back-to-back points for Cozad here in the third set. And Farrell will get to serve again. Farrell sends it deep corner. Butler backpedals, makes a nice pass to Squires. Right back to McKenna on the angle attack. The dig is made by Tramer. Set outside, the swing off the tape, and across for a Cozad kill. Mackenzie Klein, her third kill. Three in a row here for Cozad. 17-7. And the serve. Back middle it is. Picked up Messbarger to the middle attack. Oldfather, and that one's going to be deep. Point, Kearney Catholic trails or lead 17-8, but point to Cozad, where they have their first little run going, but the serve goes into the net. So 18-8, Kearney Catholic. And back in, Jordan Streit. Looks like Whitney Collings also going to come in. And also coming in is going to be Caitlin Long, a 6-foot sophomore. So three players coming in. We'll see how they play together here. You don't usually see that many substitutions come in at once. Calling to serve at 18-8. A serve. That's the third for Whitney. One in each set. Stars up 19-8. The New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show will follow this. Then it's Minden and Gothenburg. Probably get that underway close to 6, and then the winners will meet in the championship. Serve across again. Here's a set. Overset. Free ball tapped down by Oldfather. Oldfather and Streit. And Sarah, I believe, was the one that tipped that one down. 20-8, and now checking in Haley Werner for Cozad. Calling to serve it away again. Sends this one over to the libero and Hines. Tipped across there by Werner to Long. Set outside, Jordan Streit on the attack. It is deep and out of bounds. Point Haymakers. And back to serve it away will be Mackenzie Klein. Trying to get a few more points on the board here for Cozad in the third set. Kearney Catholic winning the first two, 25-19 and 16. As Caitlin Long sets it across, it's at Werner. Overset, ball's free above the net. Kearney Catholic, though, misplayed it. They went up to dump it down and put it into their own net. And it's 20-10. So Klein gets another chance here at the service line. She'll send this into the corner to Colling. Good pass, Squires. Middle attack, Long. The six-footer drives it down. Caitlin gets into the scorebook, 21-10. And now Beans will come in and serve.
Checking in for the Stars, number 15, Jennifer Beans.
And now ready to go. I'm not sure that that's exactly what they wanted to do, but Beans will go in and serve. And for Cozad, they want a rotation check here. A lot of subs getting in there. Bailey Nemeth looks like she's coming in. And checking out will be Rebecca Etherton. Trying to get all those seniors on the floor here, maybe all together at once for Cozad. 21-10, Kearney Catholic. The serve by Beans. She'll fire it back corner. Good strong serve. Passed up into the rafters, and they get three hands on it but cannot pass it across. Point, Kearney Catholic, 22-10. And Kaylee Hines will check out. 3 points away from the match. are the Stars. Knuckleball and across, overpass, free ball. Oprek will drive it down and good. Kind of mistimed her jump as she shows that little grimace on her face, but it still worked. She was able to pop it off the net and good, 23-10. So Kozad, who came out and really challenged the Stars in game one, just kind of as this match wore on, the Stars found their groove, and Kozad couldn't keep up with them, as was expected coming into tonight's first match. Beans fires a nice one across, picked up there by Klein. They go back to McKenzie. She'll take it across from the back row. Now Strite for the Stars into the net. Point haymakers. And to serve will be Sadie Rush. Coming back in, Kennedy Barrickman. And now for Kearney Catholic. They were going to sub. Now they changed their mind. So the serve across Rush to Colling. Squires, short set right side. Long drives it across. Overpass right back to the Stars. Squires at the net will try long again right side. And that time it's good. So Caitlin picking up a couple of kills here in the third set. And it is match point for Kearney Catholic. Prasoski will come in for long to go back and serve it away and try and finish things off here for the Stars. And Prasoski serve. Down the middle it goes. Kozad will set to the outside. Nobody there. And at the last minute, Tramer is able to get it back over. Free ball Stars. Set Maddie Squires right side. Has to tap it across because it was off the mark. It's going to work anyway. And that is the end of the match. Kearney Catholic able to win the match in straight sets tonight, 25-19, 25-16, and 25-11. They will improve to 28-1 on the season. Kozad will see their year come to an end with a record of 9-19. Kearney Catholic will stick around and play the Mid and Gothenburg winner in our final match of the evening. We'll take a break. Be back with the New West postgame show in a moment.
At Broadfoot Sand and Gravel of Kearney, we've been moving and building your earth for years. Broadfoot produces and delivers sand and gravel and specializes in excavation, dirt work, site preparation, demolition, and snow removal with two pit locations to save you time and money. Call Broadfoot Sand and Gravel today. Whether you need a little rock or a lot for landscaping, driveway building, business, or residential, Broadfoot is the only name you need. Let the professionals move and improve the earth for you.
At Nebraska Land National Bank, we love local. Local people, local decisions, and local ownership. We want our community to grow and prosper. That's why we are focused on providing you with high-quality, personalized service at a competitive price to help you reach your financial goals. Nebraska Land National Bank is proud to call Kearney home and provide our community with the very best in banking. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
And again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Mitch Stein here at Kearney High and all the Bearcats for their hospitality. The opening match of the C-110 sub-district is in the books, and it's time now for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Let's take a look now at the final numbers of the third set. First off for Kozad, we'll take a look at Kennedy Barrickman. She had one kill. Shelby Farrell, three service points. Sadie Rush had one kill. One service point. Hannah Tramer, one kill. Mackenzie Klein, a service point and a kill. Three kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, it was Michelle Messbarger with seven service points. One was an ace. Kylie Teal had an ace block and four kills. We had a Whitney Colling with two service points. One was an ace. Maddie Squires had three service points. One was an ace, one kill. Callie Oprick had an ace block and five kills. Anna Squires had a kill. Allie Prasoski, four service points. One was an ace. Sarah Oldfather had a kill. Jenny Beans, two service points. And Caitlin Long had two kills. 14 kills, two ace blocks, and four ace serves. Kearney Catholic wins the third set 25-11 to sweep things out. And we'll talk with Coach Chris Connor more at the end of the night, but a quick update from the coach right now. Coach, postseason, you never know how it's going to go. Nerves, the other team, Kozad, wanted to come in and play hard, and they did in that first set. You helped them with some errors. Then they got some confidence and got a few points on their own. But as the night or the match kind of progressed, it looks like you worked some of the kinks out and you advance on.
Yeah, kind of felt like the Huskers' offense didn't look quite so good as we wanted to. So, yeah, definitely we just weren't getting in sync or whatever. It just, you know, looked kind of out of whack. I don't know, and it was our hitters were taking a lot of swings that weren't real smart swings. The ball wasn't where we needed it to be, and it was just sloppy.
Obviously not what you want to go into the postseason. You don't really want it at any time, but how did that change then as the match moved along?
Well, I think, you know, we started yelling at them then when they came in to the timeouts. I mean, they didn't like that. You know, I think part of it is, too, you're looking to that next game. I absolutely hate the way the NSAA sets up the districts playing. I mean, I feel bad for the winner of this game that has to go on and potentially play 5 sets or 10 sets in one night. That's ridiculous to try to play that amount of ball within 4 hours. So, you know, I think our kids are kind of looking ahead to that next game, and the focus could have been better, but I think that was probably the reason why.
Yeah, and you got to play just about everybody you wanted to tonight. Last time I saw you was at conference tournament. You've made a couple of tweaks since then. You've brought Ali Prasoski out from time to time. Talk about that change.
Yeah, you know, trying to maybe mix it up a little bit. Allie's got super soft hands, and, you know, she puts up a nice ball, but sometimes it's a little soft. And so depending on who you get on that upstand, you know, we just want to make sure that we're ready and have somebody ready to come in. So we're trying to get Maddie, you know, a few more reps and see what she can do, and if we do get into a situation where it's a tighter game.
Okay, Gothenburg and Minden play next. You saw them on the same day back in September over at the Gothenburg tournament. Just a quick assessment of what either team could bring to you. We know about the rivalry with Minden. We know about Reeves for Gothenburg. Is that what it's going to come down to?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Reeves is a great player, obviously. You know, she's going on to Lincoln, and she's a great athlete. And, you know, it's up to Gothenburg if they can get her the ball enough to make her enough of a weapon to in order to take Minden, because Minden plays some solid defense, and, you know, they're a smart ball club. And Minden, it's, you know, they keep everybody healthy. That's been their thing all year. And, you know, if Allie can get through that many sets tonight, that'll be kind of tough on her too. So, could go either way.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get to the locker room. We'll talk to you after the finals tonight.
All right, thanks, Doug.
That's Coach Chris Connor joining us here on the New West postgame show. Let's take a look at the overall final cumulative stats here before we take a brief break and get you ready for Minden and Gothenburg. I think we also have a score update coming your way from Grand Island. Let's take a look at that. Adams Central comes back 30-28, so they're up 2-0 on Wood River in action tonight. Also, for Cozad, as they wrap it up tonight, Kennedy Barrickman, this is for the entire 3 sets, 1 kill, Shelby Farrell, 4 service points and a kill. Sadie Rush led the team in serving with 7 points, 3 of them were aces. Hannah Tramer had 4 service points, 3 kills. Rebecca Etherton, an ace block and 4 kills. Mackenzie Klein had 2 service points, 1 was an ace. She had 2 ace blocks and 3 kills. Abigail Etherton, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. But when it was all said and done tonight, Cozad managing 13 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 5 ace serves as they will end their season at 9-19. For Kearney Catholic, Michelle Messbarger led the team in serving with 13 points. 2 of them were aces. Kylie Teal, an ace block and 6 kills. Morgan Studi, 5 service points. 3 of them were aces. Whitney Colling, 8 service points. 3 of them were aces. Maddie Squires, 7 service points. 1 was an ace, 8 kills. Courtney Shundoff, 3 kills. Callie Oprecht, 3 ace blocks and a team-high 11 kills. Anna Squires, an ace block and 9 kills. Ali Prasoski, 7 service points, 2 of them aces. McKenna Butler had a kill. Sarah Oldfather had a kill. Jenny Bean, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. And Caitlin Long had 2 kills. Kearney Catholic had 41 kills, 5 ace blocks, and 13 ace serves to improve to 28-1 with a 25-19, 25-16, 25-11 win over Cozad. They'll play the Minden-Gothenburg winner, which gets underway here in about 16 minutes. We'll take a break. You've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show on Classic Hits. More volleyball coming up.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation.
a very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River, Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.